Call the order, municipality of the District of St. Mary's Committee, the whole meeting today is 24th of March 2026. The time is 17:51. Can I have roll call, please? Here.
Deputy Warden Lloyd.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Tibbetts.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight is CAO Leslie McFarland, Director of Finance Treasurer Marion Fraser, Janelle Fleet, who's our interim municipal clerk, and Mallory Thibault, who is the Director of Community Development and Recreation. Are there any additions to the agenda? I do have one addition. Under other matters of business, we would like to discuss having EMS or EHFs come and present to council at a future meeting about the staffing conditions and coverage for the municipality as far as paramedic and emergency medical services on their end goes. With that one addition, can I have approval of the agenda?
I'll motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Counselor O'Connell and Counselor Thibault, all those in favor?
Aye.
Agenda is approved. Before you, you have the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting held on March the 4th, 2026. Are there any errors, omissions of those minutes? Hearing none.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, thank you.
No, we did that.
No, we have to do it twice because we did it in the recommendations, but we have to do it in the actual minutes here. So we just need to add in 8D, the six words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 words. So after dry hydrants, before B pause, it would say, and the fire services capital reserve policy, because both of those items were part of the motion that was approved in the meeting.
With that amendment, I have approval of the minutes.
Make that motion.
Deputy Warden Lloyd.
I'll second.
Counselor O'Connell, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Business arising from the minutes. Nothing at this time. Okay, correspondence. We have a letter requesting support for the Coalition to End Poverty sent to us by the County of Antigonish, Warden McGinnis. You know, I had a time to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this... I'm open for discussion. This is something we want to toss our hat in the ring for.
It's a good cause, obviously. So
it is.
We can certainly support, send a support letter as well, mm-hmm. if it helps.
So, yeah, I mean, the same thing.
Counselor Thibault?
Yeah, I mean, it... Like, this is for Antigonish, though, correct? Like, this is a group out of Antigonish.
It is a group out of Antigonish.
So.
I don't think poverty, though, is a municipality-specific problem.
No, so, but we could, like, support him in writing a letter or... I guess he kind of already has it stated, but if he wants.
Well, that being the case, would you like to give staff direction to compose a letter on our behalf?
So I think that it's province-wide, but they're talking directly about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we wrote the letter, it would be province.
Yeah, I guess that's what...
In general.
Yeah, like, so, like, from what I've read of his letter, it's very Antigonish focused. So, like, I don't want us writing a letter of support, like... focusing on Antigonish, just like specifically. So I guess, yes, direct staff. Rewrite.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All those, everybody agree?
Yep, agreed.
Moving on. And staff report on wastewater treatment plant blower replacement. And that is before you. Teddy is not here to
No.
talk on that, but has everybody read it? Does anybody have any specific questions for the CAO regarding that?
I can speak to it just briefly about just some of the comparison costs of some of the other items. Because we did have three quotes that came back. Maritime blower was far and away the most cost-effective solution. There were two others that were both, one was 50% more and one was triple the cost of this solution. So we were certainly, very pleased with this option. So.
So your assessment is based on lowest bid? Is that correct?
In this case, because it's really a commodity, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you assess, how do you assess bids when as they come in?
It depends on the situation, mm-hmm. but in the case of something like this, we get specs for the equipment, and if they meet the spec, then it's based on price.
It's just concerning when you have two bids that are put in that are considerably higher than this one here for a commodity.
Yes, it's not that unusual, unfortunately, but we definitely are happy to go with the
lowest bid.
In this case, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This money, is that coming from the community building fund?
Yes.
That being said, there is a recommendation subject to budget approval. Council recommend awarding Maritime Blower Repairs Incorporated the purchase and installation of two new blowers. The cost of $21,219.70 plus HST to maintain redundancy at the wastewater treatment plant.
I'll recommend awarding to Maritime Blower Repair.
Councilor Beaver?
I'll second.
Deputy Ward Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? If not, that recommendation is approved. And we have a staff report on 26-27 general government grants.
Happy to speak to this if you like.
Okay.
And we can have the Director of Finance fill in the details if I get a little off base.
If we get it wrong.
If I get a little off base. Yeah.
She has the spreadsheet.
Yes, exactly. And all the brains behind this. So this report was actually prepared for Committee of the Whole on March 4th. But after it was sent out, we received news of the provincial budget cuts, which were really impactful. And so based on that, at Committee of the Whole on March 4th, we received direction from Council to take this away and revisit it based on those provincial budget cuts. So the section below the summary section is added since that original, since this was originally proposed. So that's the budget preparation and consideration section. So when we originally proposed this, we had actually been in the process of building the budget, as we do, and we had a balanced budget prepared that did not require any change in taxes. But based on the provincial budget being released, we did some further analysis. And in that further analysis, we identified the direct municipal impact of the cuts would equate to nearly $200,000 in annual average grant funding that we have typically been applying for. So as we know, the provincial budget didn't cut ongoing operating funding, but this municipality relies heavily on grant-based applications on an annual basis. So it's a very significant impact, even though it wasn't affecting operating costs directly. So then on March 10th, as we know, the provincial government did reverse around $53.6 million in those cuts, which is great. It did reverse cuts to things like some of the disabilities programming, seniors programming, and supports for African, Nova Scotian, and Indigenous students, which are all vulnerable populations. And that's really good to hear, especially for our community that relies on some of those very heavily. Unfortunately, however, and that was great for things like shops, for example, the program, which was 100% cut. And now is that funding is reversed, although we're not sure if all of their, I guess I'll say it, subsidiary grant funding has been renewed. But that's something that's yet to be determined. And that's a really important point that I want to make, is that we don't yet really know the impacts to the municipality, and we don't, and the community organizations don't yet really know the impact of the provincial budget cuts on their funding programs. So with that said, that was a very important consideration in the recommendations that we brought forward.
Will we know that right after the budget is accepted?
Not necessarily. It may take time, because as they put out grant programs and say a grant program might be cut 20%. Well, you know, does that mean everyone who applied is going to get 80% of what they applied for, or some are going to get 100 and some are going to get nothing? It may take months and months and months to really understand the impact of those provincial budget cuts.
So it'd be grants that we've already applied for?
No, it could be even grants that shops applies for to get funding for supplies for their programming. It could be any kind of grant that we or community organizations or Sherbrooke Village apply for.
Yeah.
So it could be many, many months. It could be easily to the end of the calendar year before the full understanding of those cuts from the provincial budget are really known.
Projects that we already have funding for, they shouldn't be affected.
For example, we know things that are continuing, right. But things that need an application this year,
right,
are definitely unknown.
We don't know.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that's a really important point, because yeah, we want to try to preserve as much flexibility,
yeah,
for mostly for the community as possible in the recommendations that we're bringing forward here.
Is our senior socials, has that been cut, or do we know?
Do we know, Mallory?
Is that part of it, do you think?
Senior socials is from our own operating budget.
Oh, okay. But your budget could be cut.
No, we've had two different streams for the senior socials.
Okay.
So the main one is the municipality funded from the operating, and it's not through the grants. There is a component of grants that Mallory could probably speak to through the seniors, the provincial seniors grant.
Their
age-friendly
seniors, yes, program. I don't believe that has been restored, but I haven't been,
yeah,
tracking it. To be honest, there's still so much conversation around
the
budget, and yeah, they haven't passed it yet. So
there is potential there for that one to be effective, because we used to use that one sometimes as like a top,
yeah,
to provide programming. But our main municipal one is still intact with the budget that we are going to present here later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when the provincial government reversed about 53.6 million of their cuts, that was great. Like I said, those four areas that they were primarily reinstating, but they did not reinstate any of the direct municipal impacts from the cuts. So those are still all there, which is, again, on average, $200,000 in grants that we would directly apply for. And that's separate from whatever Sherbrooke Village operating cuts were. That's separate from Sherbrooke Village's grant applications, and that's separate from all the other grant programs that community organizations would be applying for normally. So that's just one of those four, is on average about 191,000. So those are those four areas. So with that said, council may wish to consider options within the municipal budget to partly offset the impacts of the provincial budget. And we had Committee of the Whole on January 7th, Finance presented information in a staff report that showed what the impact of a 1 cent increase in the tax rate would be. And that was increased funding available for the community, for the municipality, for whatever is desired, of about $26,885. And then if this 2 cents increase, it would be $53,770, et cetera. So those are just options to partly offset the impact of the provincial budget. So One option could be if a tax rate of 2 cents is implemented, that 53,770, there's an option there on the next, this page that shows how that could potentially be allocated. And there could be 16,500 of it go to increase government, general government grants for community-led programming. 25,000 could be earmarked for major capital repairs, and the remaining 12,270 could be to offset a reduction in funding for community development and recreation programming. So that's just one possible way that council may wish to direct a 2 cent tax increase to, as you know, like that's a fraction of the impact, but it would be still something to give some flexibility.
And of this, the majority would go to community events and organizations.
It would all be like, it would either be community led or municipally hosted events that are for the public, or capital repairs that are for
it could facilities. Example be the recreation or the facilities development grant that is potentially impacted by these changes.
Right. Which is for the recreation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So again, something for the community.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's not going to our general operating fund.
No.
Not at all.
No. None of that would be for that. It's all for directly community impacting items. So when we look at district grants in the past, last year, district grants, which are grants that each of you can allocate within your district, totaled 22,000, and each district was allocated $4,400 for the five districts. And then we just have some options here. The maximum that can be allocated to general government grants in total is $61,500. That's based on 1.5% of the total municipal operating budget. So there are three things that goes to. One is district grants, which last year was $22,000. The other is the grants to organizations, which we had the call out for that recently. And the list of what was submitted for requests is on the bottom of the next page. It totaled to $20,000 in requests. And the third is the school scholarships, which have an annual grant amount of typically $3,000. That's been fairly consistent over the last while. So like last year, the allocation of the what was spent on general government grants was $44,000. And that was $22,000 in district grants, $20,000 in grants for organizations, and $3,000 in school scholarships, which does actually add up to $45,000, not $44,000, but that's the correct number, $45,000. The option is there for council to increase that all the way up to $61,500. And one option could be that council could put the district funds all the way up to $48,500. And that would allow the greatest flexibility for the community. District grants have very low overhead and barriers, and they give more opportunity for the public to, or the organizations to come forward perhaps later. Throughout the year, right? As opposed to if we did another call out now for grants to organizations, which we could do, it's still, they don't know all the answers yet. So it's difficult to build that into the budget, whereas there's a bit more flexibility by building in a higher amount into the district grants. It gives you time throughout the year as the public is learning about the impacts and the organizations are learning about the impacts to be able to access that funding, whether it be for Sherbrooke Village, whether it be for other organizations, whatever it may be. So that's the information we have for you, and it's really for council's preference and decision, how you'd like to proceed based on that information.
And, excuse me, and there's no prohibition, as I understand it, that if there's a eligible organization that is having an event, that we can't all just pool together some out of each district grant to support that event, festival, whatever they're doing.
Collaboration is always welcome amongst us.
Collaboration is always good.
Yeah. So we're saying if we can up the district grants, the money that's allocated to that per council order, that'll provide us more flexibility throughout the year with all the unknowns.
Right. More flexibility for the organizations that are impacted, once they learn of those impacts, to bring forward those requests to you.
Right.
And then you two either individually or collaboratively work to best address those as information becomes available.
Yeah.
And this will also, like, say organization A knows they have one cut in August. Well, they could ask for some funds for an event in August. And then maybe they are having another event in November, and they thought they were getting funding from something else, but now they're not. So they could again ask for this other event and receive the funds, like,
again.
Yeah. Like, not like it's like just a one-time deal. Like,
right.
You get funds for each event.
Right. Whereas, yes, that's right. Because grants to organizations, it's kind of like what they know now.
Yeah.
And this could be something else comes later.
Exactly.
Increasing district funds means that you avoid the, well, we only gave to who we knew had a need back then, and we ran out, and then now we found out about something else, but it's too late.
Okay.
So it would avoid that.
Let's say if it was large, it was something fairly large, the five counselors could get together and say, try and figure out how much each counselor can give towards it, and it would make a bigger contribution perhaps to that event.
Mm-hmm. And with it, like, this is with the $2 or sorry, the 2 cent increase, and prior to that, we'd not be able to raise these, we would not have a balanced budget, correct? If we
have to have a balanced budget.
Yeah, but I'm saying for us to have the top amount of on the line per district, it's with the 2 cent.
It is.
It's with the help is with.
No, I'm certainly in favor of giving counselors more flexibility in these times, these unknown times of budgetary cutbacks, where the government is clearly drop the ball on the organizations that have in the past depended so heavily on funding from our government. So, yeah, I'm in favor of, it's not a nice thing to increase taxes. It never is. But given the fact that we have a number of organizations that service our community so well and have done in the past so well, I think it's only fair to our community and to our programs that are out there to at least put forth, some form of ability to aid and assist these programs that are so greatly needed in our community. So although I'm not in favor of raising taxes, I think this is a time where raising taxes would meet the general public scrutiny and meet the most approval. So I'm in favor of a tax increase of 2 cents to give us that flexibility.
And that is something that would be decided at the AGM.
Mm-hmm.
We just need
to have direction.
Direction now.
I think start looking in that direction is.
So with saying that as well, to get the $9,700 per counselor per district, then you would have $10,000 to distribute amongst the grants organizations. So those existing requests.
So what we should just look at those now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And provide direction, please.
Provide some direction.
Noting that anything you may not provide directly in response to one of these requests, you still could additionally give some of your district grants to separately to offset. So it doesn't mean that that's really a no. It's just perhaps you're delaying giving some of this funding to some of them, mm-hmm. so that you are sure you understand all the other potentially impacted areas before you go ahead and do that. So
spread it out.
Mm-hmm. Spread it out, or just wait so that you don't run out before you find out about another big impact somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can start off by saying I do have some funds this year from my district funds that I can help out with the St. Mary's Lions Club. So I can offer up $1,000 to reduce that 3 to 2.
So there, we save $1,000 there if we do that, right? Still matching their 3,000, but we're only spending 2,000 and
out of next year.
Council, yeah.
So they're actually getting 3,000.
Yeah, because Council O'Connell said he could.
Can we just review how many, what the numbers are?
And yeah, let's start at the top of the list.
Yeah.
First, let's do it.
And just a question about, I know Sherbrooke Village is having a lot of their own, like, unknowns right now. Mm. And right now, they're requesting funding to support Sherbrooke Village's Christmas opening ceremonies. And with these funds, this money has to go to these specific requests, correct?
If that's the will of council, that's what you would be telling us now, and we could put that stipulation on there.
Ezra, can you go through them?
Sure. I mean, the first is Sherbrooke Village has requested $2,000 to support Sherbrooke Village's Christmas opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just go through them
and then come back?
And East River St. Mary's Volunteer Fire Department has requested $1,000 to fund lighting improvements, insulation upgrades, and roof repairs to the fire department building, noting that we do provide grants to all the fire departments, and those are typically $10,000 to each fire department every year, and that is, the current budgeted plan. The St. Mary's District Lions Club is requesting $3,000 to replace aging wood tables, the need to purchase 25 or 30 plastic tables at a cost of $6,000. And the club's also in the process of replacing their 22-year-old asphalt shingled roof with galvanized steel. And noting that Councillor O'Connell is indicating he could make up a shortfall of $1,000 from his current year's district funds that would accommodate that $3,000. St. Mary's Trail Association has requested $10,000. To complete sections of the trail as outlined in their application. And I believe funding was provided to them
in previous years.
Yeah. In previous years. To also support that. The St. Mary's Arts Connection Council is requesting $1,500. To support two events. One is the 7th annual Fright Night, and the second is Sherbrooke Pride, and both of those are, you know, long-standing events that are volunteer-led and very popular in the community. And then the Goshen Community and Recreation Center is requesting $2,500 to start a food pantry, and it's basically a food bank in their area, and that would be purchasing a refrigerator, shelving units, lock, and food to start the food bank off. So those were the requests, and they totaled to $20,000.
Let's start at the top and discuss them.
So our goal, we're going to try to bring the biggest organization's numbers down, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
So we can
back if council would like to try to reach the maximum district grants, then you would want to try to get this number to 10,000, but that's really council's prep choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that allows us, not saying once like the new fiscal year occurs that we cannot give from our district funds to the said organization.
Exactly. Correct.
If we want to put more in Fright Night, we could put more in Fright
Night.
Yes.
As a district fund.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Or pumpkins. Mm-hmm. So Sherbrooke Village, they did request for the Christmas celebration opening ceremonies, as Councillor Tebow said. Since that's kind of an unknown whether it's going to happen, I would suggest and recommend that we approve this request, but hold it in abeyance until we find out if they actually are going to do it or not. It's not a no, it's a definite maybe.
And what I'd recommend is, as Warden said, in abeyance, but if we could have buy-in from counselors with their discretionary funds to support that $2,000. Because if we put it in abeyance, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, if they pull it off and they need extra,
then
I'm all for it.
Then we as council.
Yeah, we can do that.
Could,
yeah.
Could, absolutely.
Could support the Christmas event with the $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm certainly in support of helping out.
Oh, yeah. I am too.
Can, so.
Me as well. We just got this event back, so
fine. We'd like to see how you handle this.
Yeah. And that will also, I think, allow to give them some more time to.
They have to process
what we're still working with, I think, you know, provincial stuff.
So then we'll take that $2,000.
Hold on.
All right, East River St. Mary's Fire Department, they requested $1,000. Any suggestions?
I suggest 500 instead of the 1,000.
As Marion said, the fire department do money. And I mean, they've put a request in, so it would be nice to give them something, but maybe we are already giving that organization a good lump sum compared to, you know, we're not giving it to every other organization on this list. Maybe still supporting them, but maybe. I think 500 is probably, I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's get some preliminary numbers down. Mm-hmm. 500 there.
Mm-hmm. We're at 2,500.
Okay. Next on the list, Lions Club.
Yeah, I mentioned I have $1,000 still left, so I can support the Lions Hall with $1,000 of three.
And if we gave them the
2,000, that would give them their 3,000.
That would give them the 3,000.
But only spending 2,000 of our this grant, money.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're at 45.
Thank you, Councilor O'Connor. Actually, that's
okay. It came at the right time.
Good.
I knew I was holding it.
We got 6
Thank you very much.
All right, St. Mary's Trail Association. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
I know they asked for 10. I think last year we gave them perhaps 10, am I right?
The year before we
gave them. The year before.
How many years have we given them?
Not this year, but the year before we did give them.
Give them the 10, yeah.
They came and done a presentation.
They did, yeah. They did. Would it be feasible to take them down to 2,000?
Well, the Trail Association, I think it's a good project. It's in my... A lot of it's throughout my district. Mm-hmm. I think some of it's probably in Osborne as well. And I know they got hit quite hard with some of the storms and, there's a lot of trees and work that has to go on there. So it is difficult to bring it down. But, I mean, it, with grants already going in the direction a few years in a row, we need to make some cuts. And I'm willing to use some of my funds to help them. Probably not get them to 10, but I will help.
I can certainly help too with next year's funding.
If we all got together.
Yeah.
And maybe counselors and each give.
Not necessarily get it back to the top rate this particular.
No. But give them some.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, giving them some and then maybe even inviting them to talk with us about where we could help and what they need from us, and maybe this is a project that we can work together and each give some of our funds to, you know, bump them up higher. Mm-hmm.
So 2,000
for now.
Look at it.
Okay. And St. Mary's Arts Connection Council, 1,500.
I say give them the 15 because they have two. They have two. Actually, two
events.
One is the Fright Night, and the other one is the Pride, which is like $750 each, and that's not very much money. It costs more than that to bring in pumpkins.
And both these events are
so well attended.
Yeah. Worth their weight in.
Yeah, exactly.
Arts are getting tons in every direction.
So I would say
a total
total funding is maybe closer to
15 for that, and then we can help out with our district grants.
Yeah, if they need it.
Yeah.
And they're asking 15, we'll give them.
Yep. I want that.
The community center.
Then we are at 8,000, so we have 2,000 left.
Yeah.
Goshen Community Center. Goshen Community Center is asking for 25, but if we give them two?
We have 2,000 left.
We have 2,000, give it to them.
And that's another organization where if they needed a little bit of, you know, top up money.
Speak to James Fuller.
Unbeknownst to Council O'Connell, I gave them $1,000 for the food pantry out of the remaining of mine.
So they're good.
And this is good. A food bank.
So 2,000 for the.
For Goshen.
And that brings us to 10, Matt?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we recap it?
Check with the other.
Yeah, let's recap it real quick.
Yep.
Sherbrooke, 2,000 with the understanding the funds will be released once the event is confirmed to move forward. East River St. Mary's Fire Department, 500. Lions Club, 2,000 for the grants to organizations.
Yes.
Braille Association, 2,000. Arts Connection, 1,500. And Goshen Community Center, 2,000. Is that all our understandings?
Right.
Staff will take that direction and work towards preparing the draft budget for consideration.
So this is still just goes through the draft?
It goes through, yeah. So you'll see this as part of the draft budget that will come April 15th, and then it will move forward to your AGM.
Yeah.
April 27th.
Which just got moved.
Yes, it's just got moved. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. District grants, we agreed to the 97-3rd district.
We'll be able to help a lot of people, I think.
Yes.
I think that's
very substantial.
Yeah. I know it's a lot of money, but I mean, there's a lot of different people in our community that needs help.
There's a lot of organizations that do a lot of work out there.
Exactly.
And for some of the community centers, I would hate to see them close down for the lack of $1,000 that we could help with.
Yeah. I think also the district funds are more accessible. Like at the grants to organizations, they're filling you with tons of, you know, paperwork. And it's also just more accessible to community groups and organizations. So I think, and just making sure, you know, within our own communities as council, expressing to people that we have, you know, these funds for these reasons.
And council's wish to keep scholarships at 3,000 or
nothing.
Yeah. We'll go with 3,000.
Perfect.
So now we're maximizing these grants to the maximum that they're allowable in policy to give the most flexibility to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the community organizations that keep so many things going.
Exactly.
And not necessarily anything we do personally. I mean, just in my area, there's all kinds of kids' activities, sports programs, soccer programs, and it's all locally run. And I know recreation's been real good about providing equipment for them, but still, it's, you know, a community organization. Moving on. Internal, external committee appointments.
Thank you. Yes, so we have the staff report here. And every year, of course, council appoints members to a number of internal and external committees and boards that support the governance, operations, and regional partnerships of the municipality. And these ensure council representation on key bodies that contribute to municipal policy development, community initiatives, and intergovernmental collaboration. So our municipal procedural policy outlines that those appointments are reviewed annually, and the appointments will be coming forward. So whatever direction we receive tonight will be coming forward again at the AGM for ratification. So we've got a little clarity there around just key provisions of the municipal procedural policy. And then a list is provided for council's consideration. You may want to consider things such as continuity of representation, where some councillors may have developed experience or familiarity with specific committee mandates,
Also having a balanced distribution of committee responsibilities across the members of council, your interests and your expertise, pardon me. Also just making sure we do have representation on external boards and regional organizations, but only where you feel it's appropriate and really value added, because there are many, many time commitments that you're, you know, need to put your time towards. So finding the best balance there. And you may want to update the actual list itself while you're going through this process. So we're looking for you to review and revise or confirm the appointments to the internal and external committees listed on the table there, so that we can bring those back for the annual general meeting.
Let's start at the top. Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, Anti-Hate, and Accessibility Advisory Committee. At the moment, it is myself, and the alternate is Councilor Tebow. I am certainly willing to continue in that role.
I can also continue as the alternate. I know some, it could be challenging just with their meeting times, but being the alternate, I could work around. I'm willing to stay.
They've been very flexible. So unless there's an objection, we continue in that. The audit committee, that is open to all councillors. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Fences and arbitration committee. Again, that is myself and Councillor Tebow. I'll continue doing it because we've never had a fence arbitration. Unless somebody else wants to jump in there.
We got this.
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't want to be fancy.
Don't make me sing that song. Fire Service Advisory Committee, it is open to all councillors.
We do need three councillors actually on that.
Yeah, I'm normally there.
Right.
Should we just add Councillor Cobb to that list?
Do we have to have?
Per the policy, we do require three.
Oh, geez.
Now I have to be there.
All those in favor of Dana being on that committee?
And being there every night, every fire service meeting.
Not that you don't mind. Now that you'll get a cinch.
Do I get a cinch?
No, you don't. Joint Occupational Health and Safety Committee. That is you, Deputy Warden Malloy.
I'd like to keep that one. I have got, now I did all my certificates. I want to use them.
Okay.
That was
willing to be the alternate. So leave that. Source Water Protection Advisory Committee, Councillor O'Connell, do you want to continue with that?
Yeah, I've never been to one, but.
Councillor Bieber, yeah. As the alternate. Okay, external boards and agencies. Eastern Counties Regional Library, I am more than willing to stay there.
Especially since you're the chair.
That can change if I don't go.
That's true.
I can stay at the alternate. I receive like emails and such, but you've been at all the meetings. So if something happens, you don't need.
Libraries are an essential, they're mm-hmm. essential hub of the community. They really are. Eastern Solid Waste Management, that's you, Deputy Warden.
I'd like to keep that one too. Have a meeting Thursday.
You can stay as the alternate. I haven't had to go. She's always there.
Mm-hmm. The Guysborough Adult Learning Association, my recommendation is to remove that. Although they do provide a service to several members of our community, I don't, since they do not receive direct municipal funding or direction, I think having periodic reports, is that the right word, periodic discussions with their staff would be more beneficial, as opposed to somebody going every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come report to us or?
Report. Yeah, just
somebody can.
Yes.
If there's an issue.
If there's an issue or if they have something new to say.
Yeah. Just through communication. Yeah.
The meetings are very perfunctory.
I think just like letting them know too and like saying if they need anything or open line of communication with them, if to reach out, no problem, like if they have any concerns at any time. let them know.
Make that contact. Guysborough Community Health, Councilor Tebow, that's you.
I would like to stay on that one.
Alternate, Councilor Beaver?
Yes.
They do provide funding and grants to the community.
Yeah.
Tourism Guysborough County Association, Councilor Beaver, do you want to stay with that?
Yes, we're in the middle of some projects there, like some.
Great, Councilor Khan. Guysborough County Home Support Agency, Councilor Khan.
I'm happy to stay.
Happy to stay. Councilor Tebow is an alternate?
Yeah.
The alternate to almost everything?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fort Pickerton and Area Planning Association, Deputy Warden Roy.
I'd like to keep that one. It's in my area.
And I'd be happy to be your alternate. And Sherbrooke Restoration Committee.
Yes.
Councilor, you're mandated by law to be there.
Okay. All right.
Don't break the law, too.
I want to break the law.
Right. Community First Guysborough County Housing. I am going to suggest that once we have an economic development officer, it might be more beneficial to have staff attend those meetings as it's more involved in planning and who's going where and where to look for other things. I believe that when our first EDO was here, at least the first one I knew of, that she attended those meetings.
Mm-hmm. And to that group is presented to council, so if they ever have any.
Oh, they're certainly, they're always welcome.
They're welcome to come and chat with us.
How often do they meet?
Once a month or so.
Okay.
And it's always at different times. And most of their activities are in the municipality of Guysborough right now.
Right. Yeah, so it's probably better our economic development officer attend.
And the only thing there would be the voting, which as staff member, they may not be voting members.
I was an ex officio member anyway, and I couldn't vote. They're very proprietary.
Good. Okay. So we'd be a liaison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just information.
Yeah.
SMARCO Rural Transit Board, although they do provide a service for the community, they do not receive funding or anything from the municipality. And I have had this discussion with the executive director and told them that we still love them and support them. But I think being on the board doesn't really serve the council purpose at this time. How are we? Are we good with those changes?
I am.
You do what you do and put it up for the AGM.
Okay, we'll do. We'll put that forward.
Which brings us to number D. This was brought to my attention by two of the councilors. I think we could all agree that we are a little concerned about the staffing and availability of our EMS personnel, not anything against the personnel, but just in general, it goes back to wait times. And if our ambulance station here is covering in Kansas, who's covering us? I think just an update, having somebody from their system to come in and update us on staffing at Glenel. They still have their office, but I haven't seen an ambulance there in years. Have somebody come in and give a presentation to council of where we are and how we are and what their plans are.
Right. Yeah, it'd be good to get a better understanding of how the system's working.
And a good understanding of our municipality. We have a very large geographical municipality. So where is the coverage? Because, you know, people are saying that they've called and they're telling them that they're an hour away. Well, they're coming probably from Antigonish. So it's just where are they here?
And they go to Sea Harbor to cover too.
Yeah. So it would just be nice to hear from them and see.
I don't think they're based in Glenelg anymore. They're based in
Sherbrooke. No, I think it's Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time they came to present, they said they were there.
I know.
I'd like to know that. So.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why Canso and Sheet Harbor are what's called classified, I think, as static, which means they have to be covered. And why can't Sherbrooke be classified? Has you become static so that we can have coverage?
The hospitals here, shouldn't there be a way to get to it?
Yeah.
That's just a personal opinion. And by statute, fire departments, no matter how well medically trained they are not allowed to transport people.
No, we had to wait for the ambulance from Murray, and we had first responders were there quite a while before the ones from Aerochat that was stationed in Antigonish had to come.
Anyway, can we see the?
I'm on.
Yep. So I'll be looking for a motion to have them come in and talk.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. That being the end of the agenda, it is 18:42 hours, and this meeting is adjourned.